Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning, good morning, good Monday morning. We have just a few more days before what we call Resurrection Day. I know it is called Easter, but it is Resurrection Day when our Lord raised from the dead. And so we celebrate this week. We've been in the book of John for months and we're going to continue in that. But we want to have that thought that, you know what? Our God is alive. He is alive. And we say, hallelujah, He is alive. He has risen from the dead and He is Lord and Jesus is His name. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that you raised from the dead, that we ourselves have been quickened, Lord. We have been made alive through your precious blood. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We are grateful on this morning. Bless your word, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we left off in the book of John. We left off at verse 11, and we're going to read verse 12 beginning today. It says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Now, there's a couple of key words in there, and one is commandment, a commandment. You know, it's like the military, and there's levels of authority, and they command their soldiers to do thus and so. Now, when Jesus says, "I command you that you love one another," it is assuming that you are under His authority and that you have submitted yourself unto the army of the Lord, so to speak, and you are subjected to what your Lord is telling you to do and that you obey. And as we're going to see through these several scriptures after verse 12, and it's all over the Bible, and particularly in the book of John here that we've been reading, Jesus talks about commandments. And he's saying, "I command you that ye love one another as I have loved you." Now that is the key there. It's not just loving one another with our own understanding of love, but as I have loved you. Let's go quickly over to Romans 12 and 9. And Romans 12 and 9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation, without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave or cling to that which is good." So we don't love with hypocrisy, because that is not how Jesus loves us. Hypocrisy, that empty talk, that claiming to be a certain way when your own behavior and lifestyle does not represent these so-called moral standards that you say you have, or the so-called way you say that you are, but your lifestyle doesn't add up to it. Well, Jesus says, don't love with hypocrisy. Love the way that I have loved you, with an unconditional love, with a love that serves, with a love that is, you know, you don't have to be perfect every day, that it's not conditional that you do this for me, then I'll do it. Now, he talks about commandments, but these commandments are for our own benefit. It serves us. This is just not someone that is telling you to do something so they can be Lord over you. He is Lord, but He is Lord over our souls if we submit our souls to Him, but it's for our own benefit that we perish not. So he says in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." That's one. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now he's calling us friends. So the relationship changes. So he's calling us friend. It says, "No greater love does a man have that he laid down his life for his friends, because he's conditioning, or he's informing and he's preparing the disciples that he is getting ready to die. He is getting ready to die. And he's saying, this is the great love that I have for you. And he's saying it to us today. This is a great love that I have for you, that I laid down my life. I laid down my life that we may have life, and that more abundantly. And he's saying that laid down for his friends. Verse 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. There's another commandment. There it goes to that authority. If we are under Christ's authority and we obey the command to love one another and do what he is calling us to do, then we are his friends. We are his friends. So the relationship is strengthened by obedience. I was just teaching yesterday on Sunday school, and we were teaching out of 1 Samuel 15 about Saul, and we were talking about a rebellion and stubbornness. And that is a sure way to separate yourself from God, when you just will not do what he is calling you to do. You will not obey. You will thumb your nose up at God. You will tell him what you are and what you are not going to do. And that is a sure way to separate a relationship. It separates a wife from husband, husband from wife. It separates children from parents. It causes a strain to be in the relationship. Excuse me, when a person is so stubborn that they will not listen and they will not comply to what is correct. And this is what Jesus is saying here. Ye are my friends if you do what I am commanding you to do. Commanding, it is not an option. And we know it is not an option when we have a mind conditioned that we believe in authority and we believe in obeying authority, and we trust in it and we believe in it. And we submit ourselves to Christ's authority. And I know in the natural it is very difficult. It is very difficult because people are flawed. We are all flawed, and we've made some mistakes. So whether you are in management or supervision, or you're a parent, or you're in control of your household, or you're in a leadership position in the church, or in the Boy Scouts, or whatever, when you make mistakes, people lose trust and they lose faith, not only in you, but the position that you hold. And so in the position that you hold, the people lose authority and they lose that faith that they have in you. And so if you're not careful, you will also, and I'm closing the door really quick, if you're not careful, you also kind of make it hard for the next person that is coming into that position. Same thing with the presidency or other positions of authority, and the same thing with parents and principals and teachers and things like that. So we have to be careful about when we do take on positions of authority that we are, and it just goes this way, that we are not just representing ourselves, we are representing the position. And we can make it difficult and become a stumbling block for people to believe in the position that you hold. We're going to discuss that further on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful, prosperous day.